So, make sure that you are fully connected with your physical body. Really feel your seat on the chair and your feet on the floor. Send roots down from each of these, from the balls of your feet, from your seat on the chair, down into the earth beneath you. Send your intention and your roots down through the topsoil, through the subsoil, down through the rock layers, so that you can feel the roots drilling down through the rock, down into the magma layers, and then into the white hot molten metal at the heart of the earth. Make a connection from your heart to the heart of the earth. Draw the earth energy up from the heart of the earth into your heart, and then send a link up from the crown of your head to the height of the sky, so that the three hearts are connected, the heart of the earth through your heart to the heart mind of the universe, and the heart mind of the universe through your heart to the heart of the earth, so that you are the hollow bone connecting the sky to the earth and the earth to the sky. And then bring your attention to the edge place, where the physicality of your body meets the rest of the all that is. Feel those places where your exposed skin meets the air and the air meets your skin. Your face, your hands, perhaps your arms and your legs, maybe your feet. Feel the temperature change. If there's a breeze, feel the air move. Know this boundary between self and other. And then bring your attention to that small patch of skin where the base of your nose meets your upper lip, so that when you inhale through your nose, you feel very faintly the air moving. Follow it as you breathe in, and follow it as you breathe out. And then on your next in-breath, follow the air in until it's cold at the back of your throat and down into your lungs as your ribs move out and down and your diaphragm sinks. And with that, bring your attention into your heart space. If it helps, put the heel of your hand against your breastbone. Really press so that all your attention is on that space in the center of your chest where your heart and your feeling reside. Imagine it as an infinitely big space, with no boundaries left to right, up or down, or back to front. And within that space, generate gratitude for something that you care about. Something in the world that makes you feel grateful for the sheer magic of being alive. It might be another person, or just seeing a sunrise, a sound, or perhaps the awareness of something somewhere in the world, a memory, a hope, a thought, any idea that brings gratitude in its wake. Generate it now and let that fill the whole of this space, the infinite space, filled with the wonder of your gratitude. Let it move from your heart space into the rest of your body. Let all of you begin to resonate with gratitude so that every cell of your body is alive with the sheer wonder of being alive. Let it sing. And if your heart space were a beacon, imagine it sending this gratitude out into the world. It passes through walls, through all the physicality of being, touching everything in its wake, so that everything feels that little bit more alive. And then, with your gratitude shimmering within you, bring to mind your intention, whatever that is, the global intention, a personal intention for someone in your group, or a personal intention for yourself. Remember the wording. Say it to yourself inside now. And then begin to build the feeling of how you will be when this has come to pass. What will you see? What will there be in the world around you, in a world where this intention has happened? What will you hear? What will you smell and touch and taste? How will you walk in this new world? How will you talk to your friends, to your family, to the strangers you meet in the street? How will your day be shaped? How will it feel? What will be your awareness of all of the shades of the day, of all of the textures, of the colours, of the sounds and the scents? How will they be shaped by this having happened? Build a sense in your heart space of how you will feel. And let that, too, expand through the whole of your body. Let it resonate in the marrow of your bones. Let it pulse through your blood. Let it run electric down the long lines of your nerves and out into your skin. Let every breath be rich with the possibility of this, of the world in which this has happened. Take as long as you need and as long as you want to let the wonder of this, the magic of it, permeate every cell of your body. Really, let every part of you come alive to this, feel it tingling in your skin. Feel it rushing in your veins. Feel every beat of your heart through the lens of how the world is now that this has happened. As the wonder of knowing that this has happened resonates through every cell of your body. Come back to your sense of gratitude, magnified now for the knowing that this has happened. Give thanks to whatever you believe in, for the wonder of this, for the reality of this, for the world being the place where this has come to pass. Open the song of your heart and send it out into the world so that everything hears. Let that too rush in your blood. Let it tingle to the ends of your hair. Let it sound through the marrow of your lung bones. And let it go out so that the birds stop in their flight to listen, so that the stars pause in their songs. Let everything in the material and the not material world feel the touch of your gratitude for this wonder and this magic being alive in the world. Breathe it in, and with that breath, begin to bring your awareness back to this time and this place. Follow your breath all the way in and all the way out. Bring your attention to the edge place where the physicality of your body meets the physicality of the all that is. Feel the edges where your skin meets the air and the air meets your skin. And from there, feel the physicality of the contact that you make with the earth, your feet on the floor, your seat on the chair, and the roots that you sent down. And from here, move your fingers, move your toes, roll your shoulders, and very softly open your eyes, and with a very soft gaze, look around the room, to anchor yourself back in this time and this place.